Hello, I'm Kara Lamar. Welcome to the ST Lee Compass, brought to you by the Society of Tribologists and Lubrication Engineers. The ST Lee Compass is your convenient and reliable resource for the latest developments in the tribology community. Today, the episode is focusing on a new education course, Introduction to Hydraulics, Lubrication Fundamentals, Hydraulic Fluids, and Their Applications. This course will be co-hosted by AEM and STLE. AEM is the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, and we'll get a chance to talk to the two course instructors, Robert Gresham and David Sheets. The course is going to take place at the Sheridan in Brookfield, Wisconsin, nearby AEM's headquarters office in Milwaukee. The course will take place on March 27th and will run as a full-day course, and the cost of the course is $500 for AEM members and $850 for non-members. STLE members will get a chance to take advantage of the AEM member price. So, with that, I want to just do a quick introduction to our two course instructors. We'll start out by talking to Bob about the AM portion of the module, and then we'll talk to Dave about the PM part of the module. Dr. Gresham received his PhD in organic chemistry in 1969 from Emory University in Atlanta. His technical concentrations include molecular photochemistry, emulsion polymerization, size reduction, and solids classification, as well as the field of lubrication. He gained 12 years of practical experience with the DuPont Company in a broad range of functions. He has 17 years of experience in the field of lubrication as Vice President of Technology with EM Corporation, a manufacturer and applicator of solid film lubricants. He has been a member of STLE for more than 20 years, serving as Chairman of the Solid Lubricants Technical Committee, Chairman of the Aerospace Industry Council, Industry Council Coordinator, the Handbook Committee, the Board of Directors, Treasurer, and Secretary of the Society. He's also served on ASTM and SAE committees concerned with standards and specification development. Dr. Gresham is currently our Director of Professional Development at STLE and is responsible for education and certification programs. So, with that introduction, we'll welcome Bob. So, Bob, welcome to the STLE Compass.
Good afternoon. Good to be with you again.
Yeah, glad to have you. So, can you just give us a quick overview of the course, Introduction to Hydraulics?
Sure, be glad to. This is designed to be sort of a overall course to get everybody started, everybody on the same foot, learning about hydraulics. And in order to do that, we have to begin with a certain amount of just basic lubrication theory, fundamentals, if you will, and then talk a little bit about some of the best maintenance practices as it pertains to oil analysis, that is taking care of the hydraulic oils that we use. And then finally getting into the real nuts and bolts of the course, which is talking about hydraulics themselves, the systems, the fluids, reasons for selecting different kinds of fluids, and so forth. So in general, that's what we try to do in a one-day course. And the idea is to make it general enough so that we can have an audience that's fairly wide in terms of its background and get everybody up to speed and at the same level quickly, and then get into the meat of the subject.
Okay, sure. So experience level is pretty basic, and then the intended audience, can you comment on that?
Sure. And here again, the goal is to be kind of broad-based, but we're thinking particularly about maintenance professionals, people who take care of the equipment. If you think about it, most manufacturing equipment, off-road equipment, all use hydraulics for one thing or another in order to make whatever machine we're dealing with function the way it's supposed to. In fact, even in our CLS certification that we have for lubrication specialists, we have a number of different categories, and one of those categories that we stress is hydraulics. That is, there are more questions on fluid power, as we call it, than some of the other topics that are covered. So it's really a key topic, and one that needs to be, I think, covered in some depth for maintenance professionals in particular, because they're the ones that live with hydraulics every day. In addition to that, we wanted to make the course broad enough in scope so that sales-oriented people could learn the basics as well. And when I say sales-oriented people, they're really of two kinds. It can be the salesman that sells hydraulic equipment, but it can also be the salesman who sells hydraulic fluids. And so the idea is for the course to help both of those people learn to do a better job of servicing their customers.
Okay, great. And okay, so you're the instructor for the first part of the course, talking about basics of lubrication and so forth. Can you give us just a little bit, you know, kind of go into what you'll talk about and what people might take away from the morning of the course?
Sure. As I said before, the whole idea is to make sure that we have sort of a level playing field, that is, get everybody up to the same level of knowledge and background. And of course, in a course like this, we don't quite know where we're starting from. So I quickly go into a discussion of basic friction concepts, then sort of morph into lubrication and wear, and finally into oil analysis. So the first part, on friction, we cover the first and second and third laws of friction, which kind of gives you an idea of how friction affects machinery and so forth. We talk about static friction, dynamic friction, stick-slip friction, which are all things that we encounter with machinery. And then perhaps one of the most important parts of that discussion is the concept of adhesion theory of friction, which leads to an understanding of wear processes. And we need to know about wear processes so that we can assess the health of our equipment, and if it has failed, so that we can get some idea of why it failed and what to do to fix it. The second part of the presentation is on basic lubrication theory. So we cover what we call the lubrication regimes, which are boundary lubrication, where there's very little relative motion, so-called elastohydrodynamic lubrication, hydrodynamic lubrication, and a mixture of some of these different regimes, because that also happens in certain kinds of equipment. And so it's key to know how the lubrication process works as well, and doing that in the context of how friction affects the way different moving parts move together. Then finally, this sets us up to talk about wear and how different mating surfaces wear and break down. And this is particularly important in analysis, troubleshooting, if you will, of broken down systems and why they broke down and what needs to be done to fix them. Then what we go into is something that's pretty critical for maintenance people, the basic maintenance of lubricants. And this is primarily through what we call oil analysis. And I try to go into some of the basic business drivers for why you need an oil analysis program, you know, what you can expect to get out of it as a result. In other words, saving money, eliminating downtime, those kinds of things. Review a little bit the key test methods. We don't expect the maintenance professional to know how to run test methods, but it's important for them to know generally what those methods are and what they're used for, that is, what kind of information you can expect to get out, because that helps him then know what tests to ask for and also how to interpret the data. And then we talk a little bit about how to implement an oil analysis program, that is, how to set up a system, if you will, for your plant so that you regularly take oil samples at the right time from the right place in a machine, send them to an oil analysis lab on a necessary schedule, that is, not overdoing it, but getting the right information at the right time, and then a little bit on what to do with that information once you get it. With that as a background, then, that should set the attendee up for the second part of the course, which is getting into hydraulics in much more depth and detail.
And we'll talk to Dave about that, and he'll take over and address what modules are included and what kind of content we cover. But thank you so much, Bob, for your input on the morning of the course, and we look forward to seeing you and seeing the attendees there.
Okay, very good, Kara. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob, for your insight into your portion of the course. Now we'll turn and talk to Dave Sheets about his portion of the course. Quick introduction for Dave. Dave received his BS degree in mechanical engineering from Youngstown State University. Dave is currently an equipment builder engineer for ExxonMobil Lubricants and Specialties, calling on OEMs in the five states of Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Kentucky, and Tennessee. Dave is a certified lubrication specialist and STLE designation, and Dave has been a member of STLE since 1983 and has participated in various functions throughout STLE, including at the local section level and serving as a past president. So with that, we'll go ahead and welcome Dave to the STLE Compass.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being here. We appreciate it. So Bob gave us a quick overview of the morning of the course. So can you tell us what we can expect for the afternoon part of the course?
Well, the afternoon we'll talk about hydraulic fluids and their applications, and we'll be going into industrial and on and off highway applications, as well as talking about conventional, synthetic, fire-resistant, and green-type hydraulic fluids.
Okay, and who is the intended audience for the hydraulics portion of the course, and what kind of experience level are you expecting?
Great question. The audience, typically the audience that I call on when I'm talking hydraulic oil are application engineers.
Mm-hmm.
And those folks are the ones that need to understand when they are designing systems, how the fluids mirror up into the requirement that they are designing. If you have as an example, a hydraulic system that's sitting in your lobby, okay, driving your elevator, if you had one in your lobby,
mm-hmm.
The hydraulic fluids would be certain types of fluids, certain types of requirements, certain types of flash points and viscosities. If you are a zinc die-cast shop making parts for an engine, then all of a sudden you need to be talking about a fire-resistant type fluid that, in case of a line breakage and the fluid gets on the molten metal, it doesn't flash into a fire. And those are the types of things that we'll be discussing on the application portion of the talk.
Okay, and so I guess what is the expected experience level? Just basic understanding, and they can kind of build on that?
Yeah, their understanding of hydraulics is one thing, but typically those folks have limited knowledge on hydraulic fluids. So normally we'll be talking about hydraulic fluids and their light bulbs will go off and say, that makes sense because I need a green fluid, or that makes sense because I need a fire-resistant fluid. So the experience level is going to be all over the board. But
okay.
Most of those folks are naive when it comes to fluid, very knowledgeable about systems and components of the system, but just not about fluids.
Gotcha. Okay, so some more detail on the lubricants that function within these systems.
Correct.
Perfect. Okay, so I guess why is it important that they have that knowledge? Does it change the design? Does it change how they do their work? You said a light goes on.
It will change the design, and it will change the experience level that each and every one will have. In the case of fire-resistant fluids and green-type fluids, you have to derate the component. So if a component was going to last 50,000 hours, now all of a sudden it may only last 40,000 hours.
Mm.
Because of the fluids, they aren't as oily enough, if you will. The lubricity value is down.
Okay.
I mean, they still transfer the power when you put them under pressure, but the lubricity quality of those other products are completely different. And on the same token, if you're talking about some of the new energy-efficient hydraulic fluids, now all of a sudden, what took, you know, a 5-horsepower, 10-horsepower electric motor, you could now possibly do it with a horsepower less, using less kilowatt hours. And that isn't so much for the designer, but pretty much for the end customer,
mm-hmm.
who is really excited about reducing his electrical rate.
Sure.
Electrical consumption.
Efficiency. It's very important, because it comes down to what Bob mentioned earlier, is just making a business case for it. So if it makes sense, then by all means, this is great information.
Yep.
I guess you kind of have given us some examples. Do you have any kind of an example from the course of a concept or something that you could provide as a kind of a teaser for the course? I know this is less.
that's okay. A general rule of thumb is for every 10 to 12 degrees above 150, the fluid life is cut in half. And that's just a general rule with conventional type hydraulic fluids. Not the fire-resistant fluids. It's very true with conventional, it's very true with the synthetics, and it's very true with the green fluids, but not so much with the fire-resistant. And that's a good gauge on looking at the system and trying to make sure that the system is cooled properly, so you have a proper heat exchanger in there and you're functioning the system somewhere around 110 to 130, which is a good number to have it at.
Okay, great. So that's a good example of a takeaway that you might get from the course, and you'll learn a lot more beyond that, obviously. But I guess overall, one more question I had for you would be, what kind of knowledge do you expect attendees of the course to come away with and be able to use on the job, something they can use right away? So whether it's lubrication related or, you know, just basic concepts or hydraulic application.
They will walk away with knowledge of hydraulic fluids. They will understand the differences between conventional synthetics, fire resistance, and greens, the benefits and the, if you will, the suffering points that each of the products bring to the table. So it's something that they need to use when they are designing a hydraulic lawnmower, lawn and garden tractor, or an industrial manufacturing plastic injection molding press. By understanding the fluids, you can design the system better. And when we talk a little bit about the energy efficient fluids, the synthetic fluids, you might be able to derate the amperage draw requirement. So those are all things that the customers will be able to glean from the presentation.
Great. And I think that'll, you know, help their day-to-day business, and it'll help them in their job function. And I'm really looking forward to the course. So I think it'll be a really good experience.
Good.
Right. Well, thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Well, thanks, Dave. Thank you for the time that you spent, and thanks for the insight into the course. We appreciate that.
Not a problem. Thank you. Have a good day.
Well, thank you both for joining us today and for giving us a taste of the Introduction to Hydraulics course. I'm Kara Lamar. For more news, information, and research on hydraulics and lubrication fundamentals, you can visit our website. And be sure to get more information about the course there as well. Thanks for joining us today. This has been another episode of the STLE Compass, pointing you in the right direction.